welcome you back courtside to the MAC, where Monmouth and North Carolina A&T are all square at 31 as we now begin our halftime show, which today is presented by our friends from Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. And it is, I'm going to start calling it his usual spot, presented by the Asbury Park Press. And to subscribe to the press, please visit app.com/subscribe as our good friend Josh Newman, who covers this Monmouth Hawk team. You saw his article in today's paper, also all over the Hawk's Nest blog on app.com. And Josh, after last night's thrilling come-from-behind last-second win, the fans right now treated to, I would say, one of the uglier both ways first 20 minutes of hoops we've seen all year.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fouls called, 24 in total. NCAA&T is 8 for 26 from the field. Monmouth is 7 for 26. It's just been an ugly brand of basketball here during the first half, no doubt.
And I think it's a point Gary and I made in the first half. I haven't seen two teams who have never played each other play a more physical 20 minutes than we saw. There seems to be bodies flying on both ends every possession. Again, these two teams don't know each other, but they're playing like old rivals almost.
And you're right, and I feel like North Carolina A&T came out and was willing to turn into, you know, that knockdown, drag out kind of slugfest type of game. And, you know, Monmouth had some trouble with that early. You know, they're kind of plagued by these slow starts, and tonight was another slow start, but, you know, eventually, you know, they kind of woke up. And Deion Jones, as you saw, has been very aggressive in trying to get to the hole and get to the rim. He shot 8 free throws within the first 4 or 5 minutes. He's 13 of 14 now. He's really kind of carrying the load for Monmouth.
He has 18, the only game scorer in double figures. Only took 5 shots, but he was 13 of 14 from the line. Did a little bit of everything. Blocked a shot, had a couple of steals. And we saw him last night especially had 3 blocks, and he seemed to be, and I guess it's every game he's getting a little more comfortable, or he's getting just more, you know, flowing, not only offensively but defensively. And Josh, he looks like the overall player, I think, that when Coach Rice was saying he's going to help us change things right away, people maybe didn't believe him. These last, really, maybe game and a half, 2 games, he's looked every bit a star in the making for Coach Rice.
Oh, the player that he's been last night and tonight, this is exactly what King Rice thought he was getting when he transferred from Towson. He's, you know, he's slowly getting comfortable. He's getting acclimated, and you know, you can really see it as he plays. He's morphing into that leader that everybody else kind of gravitates towards.
Yeah, and I know, you know, you've obviously seen every game. You know, those first couple, he was obviously one of the Hawks' major guys, but kind of was in the flow of the offense. It didn't really run through him. But last night, tonight, the games at St. John's and Penn State, he looks to be option one, very plain and simple, and then with complementary guys like Nicholas and other players maybe filling in around him. That's kind of a well-structured offense for a team moving into conference play sooner rather than later.
And King Rice said that same thing post-game last night. This team, it needs to be Nicholas and Jones on the same page, playing well together, playing as a unit. When they play together as well as they did last night, Monmouth can be a very dangerous team with those two leading the way and everybody else kind of complimenting what they're doing.
Yeah, and I know we've spoken to Coach Rice, and we're talking now with our good friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press, that when they can do that, it will allow the Justin Robinsons and Josh Jameses and Tyrone O'Garrow to you know, get into the flow of the game. You know, we walked out against Hofstra game one and saw the two freshman guards just wow everybody, and then, as expected, they're hitting a bit of a, I don't want to say lull, but they're freshmen. This is their first season of hoops. But if the seniors and the juniors and redshirt sophomores can do that, then you allow these guys to grow into their roles where they don't have to be thrust into it right away.
Right, and you said that perfectly. I mean, Justin Robinson and Josh James, they've proven here in these first, you know, 5-6 games that they're capable of doing some damage on offense, but you don't want it to get to the point where you're leaning on those guys to kind of lead the way. You know, they played well early. I don't want to say that they've taken a step back, but they're playing like freshmen. They're going to have their moments where they're very good. They're going to have their moments where they don't look comfortable. You know, again, Nicholas and Jones leading the way, and if guys like Robinson and James can continue just to give them a little something, they're going to be fine.
Monmouth and North Carolina A&T all square at 31. Josh, last night when we spoke, Monmouth again scored 31, but they were down by 8 to Mississippi Valley State. Here, they're tied with A&T. The Hawks exploded for 50 in the second half last night. Whatever coach said, I'm sure worked. Right now, what do you want to see out of this team over the next 20 minutes? Is it going to be a grinded out kind of win? What do you expect from them second half?
This does have that grinded out, low scoring, very kind of like a physical type of feel to it. That's the way this game is kind of playing out. And the one thing I have noticed, I feel like the Monmouth defenders, especially on the perimeter, are doing a much better job of closing out on jump shooters. You know, St. John's, Penn State, those teams last week had a lot of wide open looks. I feel like last night and tonight, the defenders are doing a much better job of closing out on shooters. So if they can keep doing that and try to limit those good looks, they're going to be in the game late.
And Josh, final question again, Monmouth and North Carolina A&T all square at 31. The big game coming up on Thursday night. And this has been a great tournament here, and students are away, but Thursday, everyone's back on campus. Monmouth Rider. It's a rivalry renewed in the Garden State between the Hawks and the Bronx. It's on ESPN. We know it's going to be an exciting atmosphere, but I'd make the point. We saw Rider hang with Purdue earlier this year. You know how good that Rider team is from covering Garden State hoops. What do you need to see from this Mama team when they take their first foray into MAC play with that huge game on Thursday night?
They can't come out slowly. I mean, they came out slowly tonight. They came out slowly last night. And Ryder, as you said, you know, they hung with Purdue. That, you know, it's a quality older team that is well coached, just like a lot of these MAC teams are. If you come out slowly, sluggishly, and you go down by eight or 10 points against a team like that, there might not be any coming back.
Josh, we appreciate some of your time here at halftime. Look forward to you joining us throughout our broadcast during the year. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it.
Check Josh's article, his column in tomorrow's paper. Check out the Hawk's Nest on APP.com this evening. That's our good friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. We'll take a 60-second timeout here at the half. Monmouth and North Carolina A&T all square at 31, and we step out for 60 seconds here on our Surf Taco Halftime Show right here on the Shore Sports Network.
Back here at the MAC, 31 all here at halftime between Monmouth and North Carolina A&T. We'll catch you up on some stats presented by University Subs, located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street in West Long Branch. U Subs has been a neighborhood favorite for years. U Subs offers free delivery to the Monmouth dorms, and all MU students receive 10% off their total order. Visit them online at myusubs.com. First half numbers, Deion Jones leading the way with 18 points. He leads all scorers. 13 of 14 from the free throw line is the big number that really sticks out to you. 2 of 5 from the floor was Deion Jones. Hawks, two players with three rebounds. That's Greg Nowak and Justin Robinson, some guys that you wouldn't expect to be leading in that category. On the North Carolina A&T side of things, they've gotten 9 points from Lamont Middleton. He hit a couple of early threes contested. 7 points from Rashad Pack. And all of his points have come from the free throw line. He's 0 of 6 from the floor, but 7 of 8 from the stripe. They've gotten 4 rebounds apiece from Stephen Burrow and Jerome Simmons. North Carolina A&T shooting 30% from the floor, 8 of 26, and 30% from downtown, 3 of 10. They have shot 12 of 18 from the free throw line, good for 66%. MU just slightly below those numbers in both the field and three-point line categories. 27% from the floor, 22% from downtown, just 2 of 9. 79%, 15 of 19 from the stripe. MU fell behind by as many as 11 in that first half, but battled back and did a very good job to bounce back. Tyrone O'Garrow tying the game with 6 seconds left in the first half on an alley-oop slam on a pretty play. So that's where we stand right now, 31 apiece, just a couple of moments away from the beginning of the second half. Let's get you caught up on the out-of-town scoreboard. It's time to take a look at the scores presented by Coke Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. MAC scores from around the country tonight. Other teams playing in Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference play. Niagara falling at Northwestern State, 107-100, a real shootout out there. Manhattan beating Hofstra, 66-59 out on Long Island. Boston University taking out St. Peter's in a close one, 66-65, the Peacocks fall. And the only other game besides MU game tonight involving a MAC squad, Ryder will tip in about 3 hours at North Dakota State. Yes, that's a little odd, but the Bronx will tip at 11:15 Eastern time out there. And we'll be here at the MAC, of course, on Thursday for that big first game in the MAC for Monmouth as the Hawks will host the Bronx. In a Thursday night affair, game will be played on ESPN, and we want to get everybody out to pack the MAC as the teams have kind of settled here at either of their benches. We're about a minute away from the start of the second half. And with that, we will take a 60-second timeout and be back with the final 20 minutes. This is MU Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.